Hi, I'm Bandesa Jada. Welcome back to Dhamma Threads to discuss the Theragata, the verses of the elder monks. And I'm here today with Leslie Christian, and we're going to be looking at verse number 56 of the Theragata, the Kuti Vihari. This particular verse, Kuti Vihari, of course, just meaning the dweller in the Kuti, or the one who lives in the hut. So there are some of these verses where the name of the monk seems to be derived from the verse themselves. In other words, probably it's quite likely that we don't really know what the name of the monk was. That was just a traditional verse passed down. But anyway, so this particular verse, Kuti Vihari. Who is in this little hut? A monk is in this little hut, free of lust, his mind serene in samadhi. My friend, you should know this. Your little hut wasn't built in vain. Okay? So in this verse we have what's very unusual for this first part of the Theragata, the single verses, almost all of them is just one person speaking, but here we have two separate voices, and it seems like the setting most likely was that there was a lay supporter of some kind who had built a hut maybe in the forest, something like that. And, you know, these huts would have been very simple affairs, you know, some bamboo, maybe some wood, a grass roof, something like that, maybe just leaf walls. So they have that in the forest, and so a monk might come and stay there and do some meditation. And you can imagine that sometimes the layperson who'd built the hut, you know, perhaps had other business and so on, so they weren't actually able to go by there all that often. So perhaps they're going back to visit their hut after they've been away for a little while. And to their surprise, they find that someone's there. And so they ask, oh, who's staying there? And then they say, a monk is in here, free of lust, his mind serene, his meditation. So he's reassuring the lay supporter that I'm using this hut well, I'm doing my duty, I'm practicing as I'm supposed to be practicing. So he's reassuring him out of gratitude to say that he hasn't wasted his time by making the hut. It's being used, and it's being used well for the proper purpose. So what do you think of this one, Leslie?
I enjoy that idea of the conversation that's happening here, and the questioner, you know, the person coming into the forest or coming to this verse, and trying to understand something of the world that is being evoked here. So the questioner can be the reader, you know, in a sense. What is this verse about? What is this? Okay. And so there is. There is the reply to the questioner, the reader, and it's free of lust, his mind serene in samadhi. Mm. So how do you see the role of the monk in engendering both the question and the serenity that surrounds that image? Is it's in a sense like... One might say in theatre it's a bit of a teaser in a sense, you know, the question.
Okay.
Because then it allows the setting of the scene.
Exactly, yeah, it's creating a scene.
Mm.
But also the monk is, in a sense, also inviting that through silence.
Yeah.
Right? So the monk is, that's why somebody has to ask. The question has to be asked because there's nothing happening.
No.
Right?
No.
So, you know, if someone's gone up, oh, there's maybe seen. It's being swept or something. There's some signs of habitation, but there's no noise. You can't see anybody.
Mm.
And this is actually a theme we find in a number of suttas where people have, most famously in the Samanyapala Sutta, Digha Nikaya number 2, when King Ajatasattu goes to the monastery and says, there's supposed to be hundreds of monks there, but I can't hear anything. What's happened? Where are all the monks?
Mm.
And then he's reassured, you know, they're all just meditating in the hall.
Yeah? Okay.
And so this idea that you're there, you're present, but there's nothing there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, to me, it has that quality of childhood in a way, like the innocence coming into, you know, in childhood, you know, what is this? And then there is the explanation.
Yeah,
so it has that opening the door, like Alice in Wonderland, to the new world, you know.
It's opening there. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Leslie. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you for the next session.